Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I am very excited about having a new friend on the show, someone that I've been stalking him, folks, for a few months because I wanted to get him on the show. And he's so gracious to give us some of his time. He's joining us all the way from Rome. Just so happens that that's where he is today. He's a global thinker, a global leader. He's an attorney. He's in corporate and comparative law practice, especially in the area of privacy. He's a candidate for the 2020 Eisenhower Fellowship. He is the vice chair of the Committee on National Security of the ABA Section of International Law. And I don't have time to, his credentials are amazing. Marco Prevedera is his name. He's our new friend. Marco, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Jim. It's a great honor to be with you today and with the audience. I'm very happy to be with you all this morning.
Well,
thank you for your great introduction.
Well, I'm glad you're here, Marco. I appreciate you taking the time to be with us. Let's get right into our work here. Some of the things that have been I've been tracking for a long time now and that are really coming to a head these days is the issue of privacy. Now, the Europeans are way ahead of the United States on this, and they passed a regulation called GDPR, the General Data Privacy Regulations, I think is the name for that, GDPR, which is a major, actually it extends to the global marketplace, their imposition of their regulation. And now California has one similar to this that they've created. Is this a trend? Is our governments going to react and maybe overreact to what they think we should have in the form of privacy with regarding our online world?
Okay, let's lay down some background here. Our traditional American approach to privacy is that privacy is a violation of privacy is a tort,
mm-hmm.
A common law.
Mm-hmm.
But also, privacy is a constitutional right, not enumerated in the American Constitution, but that's the prevailing interpretation of
right.
constitutional jurisprudence from the Supreme Court.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, in a landmark ruling, the Supreme Court said that privacy is in the penumbra of the First Amendment. I find this this ruling extremely chastic. It's a wonderful
It goes all the way back to the common law. I mean, Pitt talked about this.
Absolutely.
The most ruined tenement, the wind may blow through it, the rain may fall into it, but the king and all of his men cannot penetrate it. That goes back hundreds of years, doesn't it?
Yeah. Its roots are definitely in the common law. However, it was concocted and conceived as a private right more than a public right before
mm-hmm.
The American Constitution jurisprudence.
Right.
In Europe, it is based on the Article 8 of the Declaration of Human Rights, the European Declaration of Human Rights. However, it was conceived and is conceived as a personal and sensitive data protection. It's a slight difference, but it is extremely significant.
But the challenge is we now have the internet.
Data means that it is basically an administrative protection
mm-hmm.
instead of a private right of action. That's generally speaking.
Marco, hold on a second. One of the things we have to remember is all the things that you're talking about were established before there was the internet. Now we have the internet. Now we have the ability to trade convenience for information about us. That's what the issue is, it seems to me. And that isn't that where the cases are going to fall in the future, is how much convenience are, how much am I willing to give up in terms of my information about me, my own privacy, in terms in trade for some kind of convenience that the tech company might offer me? Isn't that what the issue is? I only have a few seconds. What do you think?
You're absolutely right, Jeb. The problem is that the internet changed the old landscape.
Yes.
In terms of, but more than the internet today, the artificial intelligence even more. In other words, what all this architecture of global data governance means when technology is this pervasive as it is today.
Right.
Hold on to that thought.
When we come back here to the break, we're going to get right back into this, and we're going to get into some of the technology companies that are specifically encroaching on your privacy. And what could that mean, especially as they also encroach on the government? 22L, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.